Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 15th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Baltimore crime homicide drops overshadowed by fear of federal actions hindering gains. Baltimore's federal delegation, including Mayor Brandon Scott, highlighted progress on crime rates, vacant properties, and overdose deaths. Homicides have decreased by 22.7% and non-fatal shootings by 19.6% since last July. Other crime stats also show improvements, with auto thefts down 34%, robberies down 22%, arson down 10%, and carjackings down 15%. Despite these gains, federal actions from the Trump administration pose a threat to further progress. Budget cuts could impact Medicaid and food assistance programs, hindering efforts to address addiction and overdoses. Mayor Scott emphasized the need for continued work to address these challenges and ensure the city's well-being.
Former Democratic State Senator Jim Brochin weighs independent run for Baltimore County Executive. Former State Senator Jim Brochin, who lost the race for the Democratic nomination for Baltimore County Executive in 2018, is considering running as an independent this time. Brochin is concerned about potential development in the North County and is looking to make a credible run. Roger Hartley from the University of Baltimore suggests that Brochin will need to raise money quickly to be a viable candidate.
Trump's tariffs on copper could turn into an own goal. President Trump's recent announcement of a 50% tariff on copper imports could backfire. The tariff, set to begin on August 1st, aims to boost domestic mining and smelting of the metal. Companies like Tor Metals Inc., TSV, specializing in copper deposits, may be impacted. Investors can find updates on Tor Metals Inc. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire, a platform focusing on global mining and resources, offers various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. For more information, visit Mining Newswire's website. SafePro Group Inc., AI, to benefit from $33 billion U.S. defense bill targeting AI and drone innovation. SafePro Group Inc., listed on NASDAQ as a SPY, is set to benefit from the $33 billion U.S. defense bill that is targeting AI and drone innovation. The company offers AI-powered computer vision software, specifically their SpotD technology, which has already identified over 28,000 real-world explosive threats from analyzing drone imagery. SafePro is in talks with the Department of Defense and prime contractors to deploy their technology under OBBBA funding. With the U.S. government committing significant funds to AI and drone technology through the OBBBA, SafePro Group is well-positioned for growth in the defense landscape.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.